The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On one occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea, and a very large crowd gathered around him, so that he got into a boat on the edge of the sea. He sat down and he began to teach. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land, and he taught them at length in parables. And in the course of his teaching, he said to them, "Hear this. A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds of the air came and ate it up. And other seed fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep, but when the sun rose, it was scorched and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30 or 60 or 100-fold. And he added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." When he was alone, those present along with the 12 questioned him about the parables, and he answered, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside, everything comes merely in parables, so that they may look and see but not perceive, hear and listen but not understand, in order that they might not be converted and be forgiven." Jesus went on to say, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown within them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground. When they hear the word, they receive it at once with joy, but they have no roots, and they last only for a little time. Then, when tribulation and persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. And those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety and the lure of riches and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30 and 60 and 100-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. It's a very interesting gospel reading, and it obviously was very important in the early church, since it appears in all three synoptic gospels. Interestingly, a conversation for another time, it does not appear in the Gospel of John. It's about the sower going out to sow the seed. And in the time of Jesus, the farmer sowing the seed, if he was a lazy farmer, he placed a sack of grain on top of a donkey and made a hole in the sack, and he walked behind the donkey and the grain fell. But a prudent and industrious farmer is what's mentioned here. He goes out and he sows the seed, he casts the seed. The seed is a word, Jesus said. That's the origin of our word, broadcast. You broadcast the word. And so we have the sower going out to sow the seed. Now, there are many ways to look at this parable. You could begin to take the perspective, the sower sows the seed. So you could have a conversation about the sower. God sows the seed. And the seed has power in it that is not based on our ability. The seed is powerful in itself. You could talk about that. You could talk about the power within the seed. Or you could talk about the soil. And in truth, the real teaching of this parable has to do with the soil, the various kinds of soil that accept the seed, some very minimal way, and others in a more generous and open way. What's interesting here is the seed is sown on various kinds of ground, but the ground which is most receptive, fertile ground, is the ground which is broken. It has to be broken. It has to be turned upside down. You have to plow the field, and in plowing, there's an upheaval. The ground is broken. And the only place in which the seed will find an acceptance and produce a harvest is in the ground which is broken. It's good teaching for us. It's when we're going through difficult times and we're broken that somehow the seed of God's word becomes far more meaningful and produces a far better harvest. Now, Joseph Campbell says that where you stumble, there is your treasure. And I remember years ago, a good friend gave me a gift of a prayer rug from the Navajo people in Utah. And as you know, in the prayer rug for Native Americans, it's different from all the other rugs, because in the weaving of a prayer rug, by design, they weave in an imperfection into the rug. And therefore, the spirit enters through the imperfection. That's why the prayer rug is special. It's through the imperfection the spirit enters. That's the teaching of this parable. Wherever we find ourselves struggling and we come to terms with our humanity and we kind of lift our gaze and call Jesus Christ Lord and Savior, cannot be Lord and Savior unless the ground is broken. So it's an exceptional teaching for every one of us because we're all broken in some way. The seed will only produce fruit when we face our brokenness, when we understand our need, when we have to cry out in prayer, Jesus, Lord and Savior. Only then can we really relate to this parable that Jesus says, the ground which is rich in a harvest is the ground which has been broken. And therefore, in some strange paradox, even in these days, you know, of COVID, and we're all restricted and we're in conflict. The whole country is in conflict. Even in the church, we're finding conflicts. But somehow, in the middle of this, there is a grace. The ground is broken, and now it's time for us to lift up our gaze and to call on the grace of God to carry us, to listen to God's word, to allow something far bigger than anything this world can give to be the strength and the vision which we need in these difficult times. So take this parable, it has a real meaning for every one of us and a real meaning for the condition in which we find ourselves today. While we have many conflicts and setbacks and many problems, we also have heroic virtue. When you look at first responders or people who are exceedingly generous in caring for others, you can see miracles. So don't overlook the grace which comes and is given to us generously when the ground is broken. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.